We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Before you jump into this episode, I'd just like to say that you may hear some different references. Everything there goes back to petergeorge.com.au, and it all forms now part of the Pete George Experience. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello and welcome to this little episode of Lifestyle and Living for the Young at Heart and our annual Are You OK Day chat. Don't know if you've listened to our podcast or heard, but I have struggled with mental illness for a very, very long period of time. And this is part of the goal that I have, to help others understand mental illness, live with mental illness, and also others that don't suffer from it, how to approach and help others that do have mental health issues. So it's gathering momentum globally, but if you're unaware, Are You OK Day is the second Thursday of September each year. So tomorrow is that here in Australia, the 14th. And there's a few things that I believe in with Are You OK Day, and there's a few things that I don't really believe in as well. So the good thing about Are You OK Day is that it makes people awareness of mental health and mental illness. And any time we can make that aware for anyone, then that's a good thing. Then on the other hand, there's only one day of it. So we put a big effort into the one day. And then we go for the rest of the year. We think about it every now and again. But it's an ongoing process that we need to live by with it. So from a sufferer's point of view, we tend to not really open up about it. We learn how to deflect the questions if people ask, are you okay? And the easy one with are you okay is, yeah, I'm fine. And to me, the next good question, and if you know Australian cricket at all, Shane Warne had this knack, and he had the knack of saying, really, after you asked, are you okay? And he'd look at you and go, really? And then he'd have the ability to sit down and talk to you with any problems that you had. Now, with the advent of Are You OK Day, there's been expectations of, how shall we put it, that people can just sit down and chat about Are You OK Day. And the thing is, you can't just sit down and chat. There's a skill set that some of us do have. And my great friend, Donna Chance, or La Chance, as the French would say. I hope I got it right, Don. He's got the skill of getting things from you willingly and openly. And he's got that skill, and it's a great skill. One of the things that we have to bear with me, I need a drink. That we have to learn is that we've got two of these, and if you're listening on the podcast, ears and one mouth. And we need to do that when we talk to people or ask that question of the person, are you okay? And that is that we listen twice as hard and empathise a little. The trick is to get them to get it out of their system, and we've got to do that without reservation or judgment. So we cannot judge people with mental illness. We can only be there for them, listen, and then draw on your experiences, if you have any, to say, hey, listen, I'm here for you. We will get through this together, and we will keep moving on. Not, oh, you'll be right. No, they won't be right. And that's the hard thing. Now, the other hard part to asking the question, are you okay? And this is the part that is hard to live with. A person may say, yes, I'm okay. So they wander away and they may harm themselves or really harm themselves and take their life. Now, you as an individual can't take the blame on you because you've asked the question, are you okay? And they've said no. When the person gets to that point, they're at rock bottom and not much is going to change their mind at that point. So hopefully they don't suicide, they just harm themselves and they get help and they're on the way. Then the other part is that they say, no, I'm not, and they actually break down. Now, someone breaking down in front of you, the natural thing for you to do is reach out and try to hug them or comfort them. Don't. As hard as that is, don't. You've got to just keep on letting them, because get it out. Because when we were kids and we cried, what did Mum do? She hugged us, so it becomes comforting. Getting everything off your chest isn't comforting, because what will happen is if you give them a hug and say, come on, come on, they'll recoil and not tell you what they want to tell you. So just let them break down. And the big one that I believe in, and there's a podcast on that that I've spoken about, and it's just sit there with them and say, go on. And what I mean by go on is that you're there with them and you've got to go through every battle that they have with them to get through the situation that they're in. So that's what the go on is, and you'll hear me talk about it more and more. So that's the stages of the process. But then after that, and if they have opened up to you, it's not up to them to come back to you and talk again. It's up to you as an individual, a friend, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, work colleague, mate at a footy club or a cricket club or any sporting club, is for you to follow up, for you to check in. It's not up for them to check in, because they're the ones that are ill. And the analogy I put to this is that if your mate's ill, you'll go and see him in the hospital. You will make the effort to go and do that. This is, they're ill, They're not in hospital, but they need you to be there for them. So it might be that the next time you see them that you don't talk about it, but you're there for them and they know that what you did one day isn't just one day, it's there forever. And that's the main thing that I want to get across in this bit, because the next bit more fun. So embrace it. I don't say be cautious, but be wary of how you approach it. And there's a few little telltale signs in that if the person is struggling, become reclusive, withdrawn, hygiene isn't brilliant, that you can sort of pick that their self-worth has dropped off, and then that way you can approach it and, you know, just be there for a friend. One of the things, I love social media, I love the internet, I love everything about it. But the one thing that has done for most people is that it's an easy withdrawal, social media. There's two sides to it. There's the dopamine fix by an instant recognition of, oh, someone's liked me post or something. But there's the reclusiveness that you don't have to go out in public, and that's where someone with mental illness will draw back in. So embrace tomorrow here in Australia, or if you do it overseas, Are You Okay Day is a good thing because it does bring the mental awareness out and about. But now I'm going to talk about something a little bit more brighter, and that is this little fella that I'm putting together with Don and a group of people. Lifestyleandliving.com.au for the young at heart. And one of the things that you'll see is a lot of posts from Don in the groups, so be wary of them and engage. One of the things he would love to do is put the boom back into boomers, and the X back into Gen X's. So that's one thing that's for down the track when we start a few lives in the group and talk about that. I am also going to discuss my health fairly soon with Don, because I've gone from not being able to bend over and do up my shoelaces to be able to do it within a month. So we'll be talking more about that and giving you opportunities to go down the same path that Don and I have gone down with, our health side of things. And barley, that's what's on behind me. We're heading over there fairly soon. I'll be doing some lives and doing a little bit of photography, videography, and enjoying ourselves over there, Jane, and I'll be doing that. So that's the travel side of it. So lifestyle and living is about travel, living a great life, and living a pain-free life, because I'm doing that now, drug-free. So that's another good thing. And except for where I got a new razor, and it's a single edge razor, and the blade was open a little bit too far, and I look like I've mauled myself. But but things like my skin's improving, health's improving, so stay tuned for that. So I will talk about mental illness all year, but today's show is just the awareness for Are You Okay Day and things to think about and not think about, and just to embrace it. So for the people that have watched it live, thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe to the channels. If you're watching it as a replay on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the channel, because there's going to be a lot of benefit there for you. Once we get right into the lifestyleandliving.com.au side of things. That's the website, and you can also find us on all the socials. So enjoy your evening here in Australia. Enjoy your morning in the rest of the world. And all I can say is stay happy.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.